Hi everyone. In this podcast, we will have a look at the poem Nikki Rosa, written by Nikki Giovanni. Before you continue with this podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Subject matter. Nikki Rosa is an autobiographical poem. It presents some of the poet's memories of her childhood, its challenges, and its joys. The poet shares with us memorable pictures of having her family close to her on special occasions, such as birthdays and Christmases. Giovanni wants to stress that just because she grew up in a black neighbourhood with, she acknowledges, a variety of challenges, does not mean that she lived a sad, deprived, or unrewarding life as a child. Theme. One key theme in the poem is the importance of familial love in the life of a child. While Giovanni informs us of the absence of material wealth in her youth, she feels the love of her family more than compensated for this. Yes, there were poor facilities in the home, and there was undoubtedly sadness in seeing her father drink excessively as his dream of buying a new home slipped away. And Giovanni was, we imagine, terribly upset and anxious at hearing her parents fight regularly. Nonetheless, the poem challenges the stereotype that some white biographers might hold in suggesting that the black experience in America is simply a story of underprivilege and misery. The poem puts up an interesting argument against such a perspective and argues that some white people never talk about how happy you were as a black child. Such people, according to the poet, don't understand that black love is black wealth, and that is why the poet can state proudly that she was quite happy as a child. Quote 3. Look over the text of the poem once again. Is there a line or image in the poem that you think is interesting or striking? Quote any three lines or images that you liked or thought were original or imaginative. You could also look for a quote that captures the key idea in the poem that the poet's childhood was a happy and fulfilling one. Imagery. Giovanni decided not to use imagery such as similes or metaphors in this poem. Instead, she presents a number of vivid word pictures or images using simple and accessible language. For example, she references how good the water felt and having no inside toilet in her childhood home. Giovanni, therefore, factually describes these experiences exactly as they were, unadorned by fancy similes or images. The use of plain, simple language seems to suggest that she is not going to dress up anything about the past, but tells it as it was. We can talk a little more about this point in the next section. Language. We know that in the poem, Giovanni shares with us her personal insights into her early childhood. She has decided to do so using conversational language. The type of language is appropriate in the poem. It helps to create the effect of the speaker having a conversation with us, almost telling us in simple, clear language about her life as a child and her feelings about that childhood, reflecting on it now as an older woman. Giovanni often writes her poems in this style of conversational language. Go back and examine some of the lines in the poem again. Note that there is no showy language, no fancy descriptions or ornate pictures. Instead, we have simple, clear descriptions of a home with no inside toilet and how good the water felt when you got your bath. In a way, the language reflects her childhood. It is sincere and simple. There are no flourishes, nothing artificial about the poet's word choice. Form. Nikki Rosa is written in free verse. It's an autobiographical poem. You can also call it a narrative poem because it tells us something about the poet's life as a child growing up with her family in a black community in America. You have probably already noted and talked about the absence of punctuation marks in the poem. It is a poem of 33 lines, and the poet has used no commas or full stops. This is quite unusual, and the question is, why might Giovanni have decided to use this technique? One effect is that it adds to the sense of a conversation, of the speaker talking to us and sharing her memories from her past as they come into her mind in quick succession. The rhythms in the poem, therefore, are similar to those of a conversation. Note also how Giovanni cleverly uses the second person rather than first person in much of the poem. For example, she writes, "If you become famous or something," or "and even though you remember." She does not write, "if I become famous or something," or "and even though I remember." She also writes about the joy of being in the company of your mother and having her all to yourself, rather than my mother all to myself. This can suggest that the childhood experience is not unique to her alone, but collective and shared, perhaps with many other young black children growing up in black communities. The effect also suggests that there are many adults like her who grew up in black communities and who were looked upon as being underprivileged by the white community. She is not the only person to be judged in a racist way. Another effect of using the pronoun you is to give the impression that she is addressing us, talking to us, and sharing her insights with us. Sound. What is most noticeable about the sounds in the poem when you read it aloud is the amount of repetition used by Giovanni. She is sharing her memories, and so the word remember is repeated in the opening lines. Remembrances are always a drag, while you always remember things like living in Woodlawn, and in line 16, even though you remember. Other examples are the word never, lines 16 and 17, and the phrase never understand, lines 17, 29 and 32, and the word happy, in lines 25 and 33. These repetitions reveal the essence or main point of the poem, that white biographers will never understand the happiness experienced by a black child as they reflect on their childhood. Tone and mood. The poem opens with a tone of frustration. The poet feels it is a drag to repeatedly hear white commentators view the black experience as being underprivileged. However, we can easily sense the speaker's tone of gratitude and of pride in this poem. Look at some phrases like, "how happy you were," "how good the water felt," "happy birthdays," and "very good Christmases." There is clearly huge pride in declaring that black love is black wealth in line 30. There is also, of course, a tone of sadness as the poet recalls the pain of watching another of her father's dreams collapse, and in also having to witness her parents frequently arguing. The poem's mood is one of gratitude, that despite the material challenges, the speaker was fortunate to grow up surrounded by her family who facilitated an environment of love and who created with her many happy moments and memories which she remembers and values greatly. And finally, personal response. Did you find this an interesting poem? When the poet recalls her childhood, what might she be happy about? Do you think she managed to cope with the challenges she experienced in her youth? Would you agree that material wealth is not as important as emotional wealth? What was your favourite image in the poem? Why do you find this image to be so interesting or memorable?